after the baptism of his baby brother in church, little Johnny sobbed all the way home in the back seat of the car. His father asked him 3 times what was wrong. Finally, Johnny replied, "That priest said he wanted us brought up in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys." Oh, Lord have mercy, right? The one thing I love most about the story of the baptism of our Lord Jesus is not the part where God the Father says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." But that God says this before Jesus had really done anything. Think about it. God did not say, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased," because he has proved to me that he deserves it. He has quiet time with me each morning and always reads his Torah, and because, boy, can he heal a leper. No. As far as we know, Jesus hadn't even done anything yet. And God still named him the Beloved, the one in whom the Father was well pleased. That is God for you. And I mean it literally. That is God for you. Because in your own baptisms, God proclaimed that in you, God's beloved children, God is indeed well pleased. In the waters of your baptism, God claimed and named you as God's own. Whether it was as an infant, or a young boy, or as a youth, or as an adult. Whether your baptism happened in a church where you can't even remember, in the lake at summer camp, or in a church that you dearly love, your baptism, no matter what the circumstances, was most certainly an act of God upon you. Not an act of faith that you, or your parents, or someone else was giving to God, even though that also happens. Baptism is first and foremost God acting. God's behavior. During an interview with Rachel Held Evans, she states, "Baptism is the day God names you beloved." Well, that's good. Baptism is the day God names you beloved. And you have that name forever, no matter what. So I heard a story a few months back on NPR about how research studies have been done where elementary school teachers were told at the beginning of the term that a certain random children in their classroom were gifted. Regardless of the actual capacity of these children, and the study showed that by the end of the year, those children were scoring off the charts from their peers. They became what they were believed to be. God is like that. God is like one of those teachers who've maybe been duped into thinking that you are gifted, and then treats you like you are special, and then that's what you end up being. I wonder what it would be like if we all really believed that. That God really believes we are God's children. I don't know about you, however, my God absolutely delights in you. My God delights in you. And here, talk about delight. There's some delight coming into the room, and they're going to be sitting on the stairs. Go ahead and join the stairs if you want. Because they didn't want to miss Wyatt's baptism. It's a love that delights in you and is yours quite apart from whatever you do and whatever you don't do. Just sit and be loved. Sit and breathe in that God delights in you. Even if it's uncomfortable, just sit and know that truth. Remember that you've been named by God, beloved, and today we get to be here to be reminded of our own baptisms, and we are reminded of our own name, and we get to hear and see and participate in God naming Wyatt. Of course, he was named that the day he took his first breath, and now as a faith community, we get to affirm and support his name, beloved. Let the people say amen.
Amen.
Okay. The candidate for baptism will now be presented.
We present John 1, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desire that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in God's grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
John Wyatt, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. John Wyatt, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, no matter what.
Okay.
Let us welcome the newly baptized, saying together, we receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please exchange the peace with one another, and Wyatt and I will come by and say hello. Yes. Peace of Christ.